In Sun River today, Oregon Congressman Greg Walden told a crowd of forestry industry leaders that he's pushing a bill that could bring more jobs back into the woods through active forest management. Industry leaders say their business has been hit especially hard, first through the listing of the northern spotted owl, and most recently from the recession. Congressman Walden says a bill he's pushing would change how forests are managed in Oregon. He says the government can't just keep sending money to ailing timber-dependent counties. He says those communities want jobs and healthy forests and not handouts.
And we have successfully authorized and reauthorized and authorized and reauthorized and waited for the economies of our counties and communities to change. Well, you know what? That change isn't going to occur in some of these communities that are very remote, and 70% or more of their land mass is federal owned. That is the economy. What we have to do is change the government, not try and change these communities.
He says they've had a hearing on the legislation and continue to move forward. Oregon Congressman Greg Walden was the keynote speaker at the annual Oregon Forest Industries Council meeting today. The Occupy Salem demonstrators plan to set up their equipment in Wilson Park, west of the state capitol. Chris Hovel with Oregon State Parks says they have given the group a permit to use the area, but not camp in it.
You're allowed to use it during the day. It has open hours from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. There isn't any overnight use allowed in that park.
State police patrol the area and will first issue verbal warnings to campers and then start writing tickets. It says they hope that by explaining the rules, they can avoid a conflict. The Occupy movement is considered a hot topic around the water cooler these days. State Representative Jason Conger of Bend says he appreciates the fact that we live in a country where there is freedom to speak your mind. And as an elected representative, it's his obligation to listen.
Now, you know, we have these sort of spontaneous movements that are coming up. You know, the Tea Party originated out of maybe tax and budget and certainly federal health care reform bill. You know, I think that politicians and public servants should be listening to people. If they are so incensed, if they are so concerned that they're willing to take time out of their ordinary lives to protest, then it must be fairly serious for them.
Conger says he sees many similarities between the Tea Party movement and the occupiers, such as he's heard some Tea Party elements are against the war and some occupiers are promoting limited government to create jobs. A group of teens from Sisters are making a new skate park a reality for their city. The teens just secured a $10,000 grant from the Tony Hawk Foundation. The kids' can-do attitude really made this project happen. Ann Heath with Sisters Park and Rec says the kids are to be commended.
The cost of the skate park would be in the approximate of $120,000. However, much of that work will be donated work. So that's the whole key of the do-it-yourself part, is that these kids are working with contractors in the community, local businesses who are donating their time or they're donating supplies.
Work will start on the park in March, and phase one of the project should be done by summer. It looks like Redmond is getting closer to building an ice rink. The council is scheduled to give final approval tomorrow on buying a skating structure. They hope to build it across the street from Centennial Park on 7th Street because it's flatter there. Redmond Mayor George Endicott says there's a lot of interest in the project.
People stop me all the time. Are we going to get the ice skating rink this year? You know, there's a lot of excitement about it, and of course for us, you know, what we're looking at is, you know, trying to put something together that the community would enjoy just as much as they enjoy the water spray park this, you know, in the summertime.
If approved, the city council hopes to have the ice rink up by Thanksgiving for people to use. And the Jefferson County School District is facing a lawsuit filed by parents who say their child was bullied while at Metolius Elementary School. Ron Wilkinson of Ben Lapine Schools was a guest on KBND's Your Town this morning. While the suit is not against the Ben Lapine District, he says overall the issue of bullying is a big challenge for teachers, administrators, and others. He says sometimes it's even tough to define.
Often it starts mutual fun, so forth, and then all of a sudden that fun goes too far, and all of a sudden then it becomes fun for one to pick on the other, and that's what we really have to be careful about.
He says anytime you put a whole lot of people in one place, there's an opportunity for bullying. He says they offer training for teachers and try to set some clear expectations with students on how they should behave in school. I'm Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110, KBND.